Welcome to Managing Safety, brought to you by the FAA Production Studios, a joint effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and the FAA Safety Team, the FAST Team. This talk show addresses strategies for thinking in today's complex aviation world. Now, here's Cheryl Hardy, FAA Production Studios Public Relations and National FAST Team Representative of the Year from Orlando, Florida, who is today's host.
Welcome to the rooftop of the FAA Production Studios at the FAST Team National Resource Center, Lakeland Linder Regional Airport, Lakeland, Florida. We are coming to you live from Sun and Fun 2011, where it is spring break for pilots. I have two great guests on the rooftop with me today. I've got Mr. Eric Lindberg, and I've got Miss Yolanda Wolf with me from LEAP. And welcome to the rooftop. How are you?
Great. Happy to be here.
Yeah, fantastic. This just really kicks off the season.
It does, doesn't it? I mean, the highlight of the day today, though, is we just got some sunshine. So we've had rain all day yesterday, and it was pretty bad this morning. But we've got some sunshine to bring everybody now today.
And coming from Seattle, it feels great, let me tell you.
I'll bet it does, Yolanka. Now, let's talk a little bit about LEAP. Tell me about LEAP. You know, I saw you down on the field earlier, and you had some students with you. And I'd really like to hear what you're doing here today and what the foundation's all about.
Sure. LEAP is a nonprofit that is working two programs. We have our Hale Academy student team with us for our education program. We have developed a program where students come together as a team to tell a story, put together a video about a creative solution to a problem. And when they do that, they pick the issue that they are passionate about. They learn about that, research it, and then they film, interview, photograph, write, do what they need to do to tell that story, and then share that story. This team that's with us today has been following Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University's project entry into the NASA Green Flight Challenge, and we'll tell you more about that.
So the vision really is about trying to create a whole generation of students who are engaged and really actively seeking out problems and solutions to problems and telling a story about that, as Yo said, and then disseminating it as far and wide as possible. And in that way, invest themselves in the entrepreneurs and visionaries that are solving problems today. We get a whole generation of students doing that, and we can ensure that they'll have a great future that they can live into.
Now, Eric, tell me how LEAP was founded.
Well, LEAP really came out of really 20 years in aviation and prize philanthropy. For those that know the background, my background with the XPRIZE Foundation, we put up the largest cash prize in history for the first private reusable space launch vehicle.
And
Spaceship One won that prize in 2004. And we moved on and have done other prizes now, the Progressive Automotive X Prize for 100 mile per gallon vehicles. And coming from aviation and having a background in nonprofits, the Lindbergh Foundation, et cetera,
right.
I think about what are we going to need to do to thrive and survive into the future? We're so bombarded by all the problems that we're facing on the planet today. And, you know, when I go to my local politicians and say, can you help do this? They're so hamstrung by the process that it's very, very difficult to get those solutions to come to fruition.
Right.
And this is what the prize philanthropy background that I had did. The other thing that I knew from my own personal history is that I didn't learn unless I was really motivated to learn. And I didn't really get motivated to learn until I got into aviation. And when I got to flight school, I went from being a C student or a B student in college.
Okay.
And I went to being a straight A student because I wanted it so bad.
There you go.
And I realized that if I had that intrinsic motivation, I could do anything.
Right.
And so the biggest gift that I could give to the next generation would be that intrinsic motivation. Get them engaged in whatever it is. I don't really care if it's aviation or not.
Right.
Aviation works. But I care that they're motivated and engaged and grabbing a hold of life, because they're the ones who are going to live into the future that we leave them.
You bet. Absolutely.
So how do we empower them? LEAP does that.
Excellent. So you decided one day, just brainstorming, do you have a group of people, a group of directors?
Yeah.
Come on, tell me the story.
Well, it really came. The idea started forming about 5 years ago as I was working with organizations that didn't really want to go in the direction that I wanted to go.
Uh-huh.
And I thought, you know, I need to take these skills and I need to figure out how to leverage those organizations because they're doing work that isn't, it's really hard. It's really difficult work. And so 3 years ago, we formed a nonprofit organization. We got a board of directors and some advisors and really started sowing the seeds for it. And it's morphed a little bit along the way and then really came upon the electric aircraft industry
okay.
as a way to focus and prototype our education program.
Okay.
So we run the Lindbergh Electric Aircraft Prize twice a year. We do it in Europe at Aero Friedrichshafen and we do it at AirVenture. And we did our first LEAP aviation program with a team of students from Aviation High School in Seattle. They came with us to AirVenture. And while we were running the prize, they got to interview all the innovators and entrepreneurs and business people who are starting to build electric aircraft that will eventually replace the piston-powered fleet.
That's exciting.
It's extraordinary, and it's a solution to a problem.
Right.
We have noise from aircraft. We're burning leaded fuel. Mm-hmm. There's safety issues, et cetera. And electric motors are incredibly safe. They have three moving parts as opposed to tons of moving parts. It offers a tremendous amount in the future. So our whole program with the prize is all about accelerating the development of the industry so that we can live into that future and use that as a focal topic area for the students to tell that story.
I see. Now, you've got a group of students with you today. Are they aviation-bound students?
Well, the leader, Rocky Driggers, the leader has definitely, I'm sorry to say, Rocky is a diehard aviation fan. He'll be soloing on his 16th birthday soon. So he kind of worked his way into and infiltrated, joined our aviation high school team out of Seattle.
Excellent.
And after that, he formed his own team at his high school here in Florida.
Okay. Where is he from in Florida?
Ocala. Hale okay. Academy in Ocala.
Beautiful.
One of the amazing things I thought at AirVenture last year as we brought our aviation high school team was watching the transformation in the students. They came there and the first day we had scheduled some interviews for them and they were a little shy, a little nervous. They knew they were talking to some people, some names they'd heard about for a long time. By the second day, they were scheduling their own interviews. They came to us and said, "We just interviewed the head of GE Aviation." And the transformation during the week, the power, you know, the powerful voice that they found in themselves was just amazing. And I think that's one of the biggest rewards for us is watching the teams as they live into the experience.
You know, you're spot on. And that truly is the reward. There's no question about it. When you see those kids light up and you see them out there and then all of a sudden they're engaging and they're working towards that goal, they're on the right path, and you're spot on. You've got them going down the right track.
That's it. I think that intrinsic motivation is so powerful. And this morning, we had an interview. The student team had an interview with Jack Pelton, the CEO of Cessna. Aviation and these trade shows, one of the rare places that you could ever get a face-to-face with the CEO of
That's
a
right.
huge company like that. And it's because the CEOs really care and realize that we have this problem in our education system that we're really losing a lot of our kids.
And they're willing to give back.
Absolutely they want to give back because they were there themselves.
That's
and
right.
somehow they
That's
made
right.
it to where they're at.
That's right.
But they're going to need to be replaced someday. I mean, they know they need to groom their replacements. Mm-hmm. And the next generation is it.
You're in the right place. There's no question you're in the right place. I think you're in the right time. I think that, you know, with the predictions of the need for our youth to get involved in aviation and feed the future as well, feed the future issues and problems that you're talking about.
Oh, yeah.
So tell us a little bit more about the program. Tell us where you're headed from here.
Sure. Actually, in the very short term, 2 weeks from now, we're headed to Aero Friedrichshafen for the air show there. And as Eric said, we'll be giving away our second set of LEAP electric aircraft prizes. We're really excited about this, in part because in a lot of ways, Europe is ahead of us in development of electric aircraft. they'll have a lot flying there, and they're aircraft that don't typically make it to this country for us to see. So that is going to be a highlight for us. The other amazing thing that we're doing is putting together our first international student team. We have we're bringing some students from here. We have some students coming from Monaco and hope to be joined by some students from Germany. The students from Monaco and their teacher are coming with Prince Albert II of Monaco, which is very exciting. His foundation is one of our supporters. And so not only are the students and the teacher coming, but the prince is coming as well to support our program. And I think that this is just a really exciting opportunity for us.
It's so exciting. And I think, you know, we've been working at it long and hard, and it's been an incredibly difficult journey, especially in the economy that we have, to build a new startup organization.
Sure.
And to actually have the support of an organization like the Prince Albert II Foundation of Monaco is it's huge.
Mm-hmm. It is.
And along with that, we've now got the support of Sikorsky Helicopters.
Oh, that's
which
wonderful.
Is, you know, it's really extraordinary. And I think, especially with the history of my grandfather being friends with Igor Sikorsky and the Sikorsky family, my dad played with the Sikorsky boys. That's extraordinary. And they surprised everyone at AirVenture last year by bringing an electric helicopter prototype. How cool is that?
Wow,
so
that's amazing.
People, my friends in the aviation industry have been saying, no, you can't do it, electric aircraft. The energy density of batteries isn't even there, and it's not going to be there for 20 years. Well, think about, you say that to Sikorsky.
Right.
And say that to GE Aviation.
Right.
And say that to Boeing. They're working on it, and they're working on it now because it's happening, and you can see it in the light sport aircraft here at AirVenture, and even more development in Europe. Because they've got more flying, they've got more noise restrictions,
right,
they've got higher
right.
fuel costs.
Sure.
We don't want those here, but those, ironically, are an incentive to create better efficiency. So we're very, very excited to go over there and see these planes that won't, because they don't have big budgets, can't come over and display here at Sun and Fun, can't
right.
display at AirVenture. So we're hoping to build a back and forth where we can start awarding prizes and getting some emissaries from Europe to come over and really share that technology to really make it so that in the near future you or I could go out and fly in an electric aircraft.
As part of expanding our message and supporting the future of flight, we've got quite an amazing group of people coming together at AirVenture to support what we're doing. They're representatives from some of the first families of flight. So not only will we be there, Eric will be there, we have Sergei Sikorsky, we have Amanda Wright Lane from the Wright Brothers family, we've got Wolfgang von Zeppelin from Zeppelin, and Cornelius Dornier, and flight test schedule permitting, we'll have Bertrand Piccard and Andre Borschberg.
Right, with the Solar Impulse team.
We are really excited to have this group of people come together in support of LEAP and the future of aviation.
Because of my history and my grandparents' history and really promoting aviation, and then with the Lindbergh Foundation, promoting the balance between advancing technology and preservation of the environment, they really recognize that this technology that we all use and travel with could harm our quality of life.
Right.
And said, we need to have a balance. And I think that history in utilizing the first families of flight, we'll call it Sikorsky and Zeppelin and Lindbergh, to really gather those folks who are always looking and thinking about the future and what the future should look like to help us to create that future, especially for the next generation. It's so empowering.
Now, if I want to learn about electric aircraft, is there an organization dedicated to that? Is there an association yet for the electric aircraft?
The extraordinary opportunity here is that these students get to witness the birth of a new industry.
Yes.
An industry that's going to change all of our lives, I believe.
Yes.
In which way, we don't know exactly, but we can kind of project.
But there will be influence. There will be change.
Oh, huge. And I think in a way that aviation hasn't been able to do in the last 50 years. And this is the possibility of having an electric-powered personal air vehicle that takes off, translates you across the water to your destination, lets you off, costs pennies, it's quiet, it's cheap, and it doesn't use the infrastructure of roads. Think about the rapid build-out of cell phones around the world.
Sure.
And equate that to the potential of aviation that can't happen if you need a long runway infrastructure like that. That's possible. I'm not saying that's going to happen, but it's possible. That's extraordinary. So just to circle it back to the experience, they get to immerse themselves in it. And in the case of the Embry-Riddle team that welcomed them into their Eco Eagle project, they started letting them do some hands-on work.
Nice.
And that's such an extraordinary opportunity. We just want to replicate that for other students in other focal areas all around the world. And we think we really can change the world.
Absolutely. I agree wholeheartedly, you know, and with such energy at the helm here, you know, how can you miss?
So to go back to your question, is there some place you can go to get some information?
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay. So I would say one place is our website, and the link there to the YouTube to our YouTube site where our student videos are being posted.
Beautiful.
We also are part of an electric aircraft industry forum that just recently, a few weeks ago, met at Argonne Labs in Chicago to look at one of the big issues in electric aircraft, as Eric mentioned, the energy density of batteries. And of course, that problem pervades more industries than just aviation, but it's an extraordinary problem in aviation. So it's a great coming together of different industries around solving a single particular problem.
Right. Tell everybody your website.
Our website is www.lindberghprize.org, LINDBERGH. Can I spell my name?
Yes.
PRIZE .org, lindberghprize.org. And you can link to the student videos. We've got about 5 student videos up on our YouTube channel now. And it's great because you see these videos and realize this is the first time they've been able to do it. And they've done it in high school. And they're compelling stories. And the more that those get viewed and watched, the more leverage they're putting on that story that they're telling, the focal point of their story.
Now you'll be taking students with you on your next journey, right?
Absolutely.
Yes. So that's our international team coming together, our students from the U.S. and Monaco, and as I said, hopefully Germany. We'll also have a professional video documentary team with us. We're working on a documentary of the birth of the electric aircraft industry. As Eric said, it's unique to be at the beginning of an industry, and that's where we are. So we're very excited to build this this documentary using the student teams that we have and along with the professional videographer, and really tell the story of how this is the next big leap in aviation.
And how these students get to navigate their way through and investigate and understand what's happening. I think I balked a little bit when you asked, where do you find information on the electric aircraft industry? Mm-hmm. Part of my mind went, clang.
Right.
And it's because it really is in the beginning.
Right.
And there aren't that many really good or comprehensive places to look and find out information. And we don't want to be that, you know, everything for everyone, but we are now, you know, for a couple of dinosaurs, we're blogging and we're Twittering. And we're Facebooking.
We are.
And really working on getting that information out, because it really is an exciting time.
It is. You know, it is the cutting edge here, okay? And this is an industry that's going to take years to develop. We all understand that. It's going to be quite a journey. But, you know, for the length of time that you're projecting, how long do you think it's going to take for this documentary before we're going to start seeing footage on it to come to fruition?
Well, the students are creating footage now.
Okay.
So there are footage of electric aircraft on our website.
Great.
That the students have done.
Great.
You know, last year we saw Randall Fishman's Electroflyer C fly here, and that's it. And in Europe, we're going to see about 10 aircraft. Okay. Electric aircraft flying at AirVenture. I think we're going to see a dozen. Some of them may drop out because this happens in flight test programs, but it's just now really ticking off, you know, no pun intended. But it, I think people are saying, well, when can we have the kind of power and flight duration that we have in an aircraft right now, like a 3-hour duration flight with an electric aircraft? A couple of years ago, that was 10 years off. Now, those same people are saying, that's about 6 years off.
Right.
And the reason is there's so much research and development going into the batteries for cell phones and laptops and automobiles that the energy density of batteries is shifting. And it's a brilliant friend of ours said, oh, it'll never happen because here, read Physics for Idiots. You can't do it in a battery.
Right, right.
But see, he's just smart enough to know how it can't be done.
There you go.
And the thing is, so many people are working on it, just like, you know, Bert Rutan, our famous aviation designer. He's just, I like to say it, either weird enough or kooky enough or naive enough to not be constrained by those issues and come up with a novel solution that works.
Sure, that's right.
And that's all it's going to take, and it's happening rapidly now.
That's just like Edison, 10,000 ways not to build a light bulb. He found the one. That's all he needed, right?
Exactly.
And there we go. You know, and look where we're at today, you know. So if I'm a student and I'm interested in the program, how can I become involved in the program?
Certainly go to our website and email us or give us a call. We are working now to add more LEAP teams and build our own organization to support those. We also would love to hear from educators that are interested in doing this at their school. So I think contacting us is definitely the way to go. One of the pieces that is important to us is that the student teams, especially these first teams that we're working so closely with, that they not only investigate, showcase, and leverage the solution to their problem, but that they mentor, that they help us with the next team. So, for instance, while
That's
we're
wonderful.
Here, we'll be talking to CFAA, the new high school here right on Sun and Fun grounds,
Perfect.
About forming a
LEAP
team. And we want the CFAA folks to meet our Hale Academy team students and learn about how to do this.
Yeah, it's interesting because students today are so booked with their time and they have so much to do. Another educator friend of mine said, you'll never get space in school. Students are too busy. We found the opposite.
There
and
you
once
go.
they kind of go, oh, I want to do that. And they're not all aviators, but they want to come and film a documentary.
That's right.
And that's awesome. So our limitation is that we haven't scaled our organization to the size where we can run teams all across the country yet. We want to get there. So we're looking for more sponsors.
You will get there.
Yeah, we're looking for more sponsors and we are. We're actually growing faster than we anticipated, which is great. We really hope that we can do this with less hands-on with each team so that eventually students anywhere around the world could form a team, build a work plan and use our buzzwords, investigate, showcase and leverage a solution to a problem. And then upload it to our website. And we have no hands-on so that it can really become viral. And I think that's the way that we can really have the broadest contact with that generation. And as they grow older, they're going to become the captains of industry that are going to rule the earth. Let's hope they do it in a really good way.
You bet. You know, you're well on your way. And it's an absolutely wonderful program. And I think with the enthusiasm and energy that you guys are bringing to the program, and you're going to have some very enthusiastic and energetic people over at CFAA. So I think this is going to be a perfect match just from partnering with them here at the FAA Production Studios. It's a great team of people. So I see some very exciting things happening there. Can we take a moment and meet some of your students?
Absolutely. Yeah.
See who we have here. Actually, we've got a student and one of your teachers.
Correct.
Okay. Let's make some introductions here.
Hi, welcome.
Hi, how are you?
So tell me your name.
I'm Victoria DiBenedicti.
And you're on the LEAP team. Do you have a specific area that you focus on?
I am basically the director of the arts part of the LEAP team and making the documentary. So.
Fantastic.
Yes.
And I'm Laureen DeAaronzetta. I'm their mentor. I'm very honored to be their mentor. I'm a teacher at Hale Academy as well.
Fantastic. Yeah, it's great to have you here today. Tell me what you've been doing out on the field today.
Today we've been we've had the opportunity to interview the CEO of Cessna, Jack Pelton, and he's very into green aviation and promoting it and teaching people about it. So it was a wonderful opportunity for us.
It is. It's a great opportunity for you. Yeah. What do you have? Do you have anything scheduled for the rest of the week? How long are you going to be here?
We're going to be here until Friday.
Beautiful.
And we have several other interviews set up with aviation giants, and so it's going to be a really exciting week for us.
It is. You know, hopefully we're going to have the rain hold off for you today, so maybe you can get out there and get a few more good interviews today. Tell me a little bit about your role in the activities.
Oh, I get to have the most fun. I get to watch students grow and develop, and
yes.
I'm really a mentor. Our students is really student-based and student-led, so I'm just there to facilitate and make sure that things happen and they go well. Mm-hmm. It's an incredible program. As an educator, I've not seen one like this ever. And
we are mentors here at the FAA Production Studio as well. I thank you for being a mentor. It is so important to the youth. It's so important to the programs. Anybody out there who is interested in mentoring as well, it's critical that we all step forward and step up to the plate and mentor youth, mentor aviation, mentor the program and the documentary program. It's critical. And we'd like to invite you to come tour the studio with us after this interview today, too, because, yeah, I've got some things I think will interest you downstairs, and I think you'll be able to see and meet some of our people that work here at the FAA Production Studios. We are an all-volunteer staff here at the FAA Production Studios. We mentor some of the students from the CFAA Academy as well, so I think that's a hand-in-hand opportunity, too.
Cheryl, I forgot to mention that our students, along with us, we'll be doing a couple of presentations while we're here. And so for
Super.
People that are here mm-hmm. for the week, we've got a presentation, I believe, at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning. And I think all the forum
Great.
Presentations are at CFAA.
Yes.
We also have a presentation scheduled for 2 o'clock on Thursday as part of Lindbergh Foundation Day. And then we'll have a press conference at 11 in front of the Embry-Riddle hybrid aircraft
Beautiful.
Right across from Green Space.
Beautiful.
So anybody who wants to see our kids in action when they're not wandering the grounds, come to a presentation.
Oh, I had a ball. I was watching them interview Jack Pelton, and I was probably just smiling the whole time because, you know, I know exactly what's going on there, and I thought it was great, and you all did a wonderful job. You really did. You really did. Now, as far as the LEAP Foundation, do you have any parting words for us?
Yeah, I think we're working on some very exciting initiatives to sort of carry the LEAP student teams forward. And one of the things that we're developing in concert with the Museum of Flight in Seattle is a LEAP student film festival. So students can come together and Thursday night, tomorrow night at the Lindbergh Awards, one of the students will get up and present their video and show it. So we see this being a film festival that we can do that will have the students presenting and talking about their videos and then showing them and having mentorship and teaching scenarios for industry, electric aircraft industry, and other focal topic points, and filmmaking and storytelling. So as a way to really broadcast and move this forward, carry this work forward.
What was great at the last electric aircraft industry forum meeting, we discussed how wonderful it would be to combine our student film festival this fall, which will be around electric and green flight, with the next forum meeting. So having representatives from Sikorsky, from FAA, from Argonne Labs and universities coming together with the students to do a combined film festival and symposium open to the public, I think is a one-of-a-kind experience, and this will be our first.
That's terribly exciting, you know, and I really appreciate you being up on the rooftop. On behalf of the FAA Production Studios, Eric, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yolanka, thank you very much.
Thank you,
we thank you all for being here. So on behalf of the Federal Aviation Administration and the National Aviation Safety Foundation, we're going to turn it back down to the studio live. Don't forget to tune in to our radio talk show, Managing Safety. You can download it on iTunes, and this program will be up on Managing Safety as well. We are live four times a day on Flightline Radio, as well as our FAA Production Studios website.
We hope you've enjoyed today's Managing Safety, brought to you by the FAA Production Studios, a joint effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and the FAA Safety Team. Please visit our studio website at faaproductionstudios.com to hear past programs.